It's just hours before we turn the calendar over to the last month of 2018. It's November 30th, and you've just tuned in to the Friday show. I'm Stephanie, and Stan is here with me, too. Hi, Stan.
So you caught me in the middle of a gulp of water.
I did that on purpose. I know, sorry.
Just about drowning over here.
Sorry. We've now experienced 48 Fridays. Did you know that in 2018? We've had 48 Fridays. It sounds like a lot.
If you're keeping score at home, this would be Friday number 49.
40 of them, I think.
That does sound like a lot.
I think 40 of them we were probably here with you. I'm just guessing, give or take a holiday and a special event taking us out of the rotation. It's an optional show, remember? Mm-hmm. Normally, I would spend the next minute or two trying to, I don't know, poke fun of the show or just trying to be funny, period. I'm not funny, so I'm not even going to try to do that. You look at me like you think I'm crazy. I'm not funny.
You are more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Barrel of monkeys, you always say that.
You're not fun.
Not today. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm reflecting on a kind of a weird year, personally. Not here. Everybody else is, you know, good. But I just want to say how grateful I am because it's been a hard year and next year's going to be better. KONP and staff and everybody here, everyone is amazing. But that's not my point. I have 31 days left to make 2018 better, and I'm going to start today. So that's 32 days, right? And I just want to tell everyone how thankful I am that I get to come and do this, because this isn't work, right? This is the fun part of our job, I think. Don't
right.
you?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we joke about it, but I just want to say how thankful I am, and important people in my life are amazing, and I've needed a lot of them a lot this past year. And the reason for this whole reflective weird thing is because I just had a conversation upstairs with our dear sweet Kimmy, yeah. And she made me realize that I just have to make the best of the rest of this year. So go out today, all of you, and be thankful to have another day on this earth.
It sounds like you need a drink.
I do. It's one of those days. If you think your life is, I don't know, whatever, bad, you wake up and you're like, this is terrible, someone is always worse off.
This
so
is true.
Go out and be grateful for everything you have. And I'm going to start off my being thankful mm-hmm. with thanking Coke Pelle Grill in downtown Port Angeles. They are the reason we get to come on here each
That's
and
true.
Every Friday. They're the sponsors of the Friday show since forever. So thank you so much, Chef Michael. Hopefully we get to chat with him a little bit later, maybe.
Okay.
I hope so. Yeah. Well, he might be knee deep in holiday stuff already. Who knows? Yeah. But anyway.
To be honest with you, I'm a little taken aback. To have you come on with a...
On a somber note?
Yeah, kind of counting your blessings and taking stock of things.
It's just been a weird year for me. I've had a lot of difficulties personally.
Sort of serious.
Yes, I'm not like that. I'm sassy and silly, and today I was serious, Steph.
6 minutes into the show, you haven't said anything, you've been critical or mean to me. That's a record.
I know it is. I'm so thankful for you. I don't even have to approve my little... you know, opening chat with you. So that I'm thankful for, because had you known I was going to be all serious, you may not have let me be.
Well, I would have dressed a little nicer, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're in a kind of a casual state today.
Yeah.
But yeah, just go out and be thankful, because it's that time of year.
Especially at this time of year, I had a
weird Thanksgiving. I have my daughter's birthday is tomorrow. I have some December.
Oh, that's what it is.
I have some December 1st birth date information later. But I am stressed out about that. And I just thought, you know, I need to let it
it's
all go.
Just the thought that your daughter is
eight.
Growing up
She's
before
gonna be
your
eight.
Eyes. And it makes you feel... like you're getting older.
Yeah, I have to appreciate every second. I really do. Yeah. And I just, I listened to this great story that Kim told me about getting to experience something amazing with her grandson the other day that she wouldn't have normally had an opportunity to do, but it happened last minute. It was very impromptu. And these great gals at the swimming pool, they let her go in, take her little grandbaby in the pool. And it was so, it brought tears to my eyes. So
wow.
I just heard the story and I've been wanting to kind of say how thankful I am, because I complain a lot. I have a lot of dumb stuff going on all the time, but somebody always has something worse going on in their life. So okay. Be grateful. Thanks for tuning in.
What'd you get? Find out you had a cavity?
Oh,
Malin. Did you get a parking ticket?
What? No. No, nothing.
Taxes?
No. Well, yeah.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, welcome to the Friday show. Sorry for such a serious start. We'll try to liven it up and be a little cheerier for the rest of the time. I wasn't trying to be depressing.
No, I wouldn't say it was depressing at all. It was just a good cold dose of realistic reflection.
Yeah, and we don't do that very often.
That's right, we don't. You know, winter is 3 Fridays away.
22 days from now, it's winter.
Yep, three Fridays away. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I looked it up.
Yes, December 21st.
I Googled it.
Oh, you Googler.
And so it's time to get your mufflers out. Get those ready. Do you know what a muffler is?
Yes, a little thing you stick your hands into.
No, it's not. It's a scarf.
Muffler?
Yeah. I always thought it was a scarf.
I thought the muffler was the hand pouchy
thing.
Yes, that separate. I used to have one from my little fur coat when I was a little girl, fake fur coat.
I thought it was another name for a scarf.
Oh, maybe it
you
is.
You mean I've been wearing that dumb thing the wrong way all these years? No wonder I was getting people
Did you actually
at me.
Fit that over your head?
Well, I thought it was a scarf.
Oh, Stan, anyway. It's for your hands.
Well, get your mufflers ready, however you choose to wear them. Get your beanie out. So my mom used to call the stocking caps.
Well, they're called beanies now, and I own like 47 of them in different colors.
Well, just try sneaking out of the house when it was 20 below.
Without one.
With my mom, without wearing your beanie, boy.
Get your beanie on, Stanley.
Get in here and get your beanie. Get your long johns ready. Mm. And I've got to admit, I'm ready for some winter. I'm ready for some macho weather.
Well, that's going to, I hope that you're not moving prior to the end of the year when it's probably going to snow because I'm going to need a ride to work.
So do I.
Well, and you need to be on my side of town.
That's why God made four-wheel drive.
Well, but, I need it.
I hope we get some winter time. Get some snow and a little bit of chilly weather because... Like I always say, if you don't have winter, you can't have spring.
You remember last Christmas we had that big snowstorm on Christmas Eve.
I love it.
It was great.
I'll take it. It's Hammer Time Friday. It means that Kelly Fox will join us later on the show. They're doing another one of their fundraiser Saturdays.
Community First Saturday tomorrow.
He'll tell us all about that and more coming up in about a half hour.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a list of things to do this weekend, aside from going to Hartnagle and Angeles Millworks Community First Saturday, which we'll find out about.
She's making a list, checking it twice.
So big news this weekend, the Nutcracker starts tonight. The Ballet Workshop, which is Malin's Ballet School, is performing just like they do every year, the Nutcracker. And I have a friend, I have lots of friends who have their kids in it, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful performance. If you have a chance to go, it's well worth it. They do a little spin on it and make it like a Northwest vibe, like all the decor for the stage and stuff is all like done with mountains and kind of Northwest scenery. It's really cool. They do a little twist on it. But the Nutcracker, is tonight, and then Saturday, tomorrow at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. So tonight at 7 and then Saturday 7, Sunday 2 is the like matinee thing. Tickets are available. Yeah, they're available. You can get them at the door too.
Okay.
But anyway, go see that. It's an amazing performance. Black Diamond Junction is playing tonight at Seven Cedars Casino. So if you want to go dance with our friends Todd and Amanda, you can head out there in Club 7, 9 p.m. And just don't be like me and break your foot dancing. I don't dance to Black Diamond Junction anymore. I just listen to them because, remember, I busted my foot.
You take... You take breakdancing seriously.
I do. Something going on in Squim. The Squim Community Christmas Chorus is performing tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. I love Christmas carolers and choruses. I love Christmas music when it's like live and not on the radio. Okay. Performance is 7:30 tonight and 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at the Squim Seventh-day Adventist Church. That's set 30 Sanford Lane. Tickets are available at the door for a suggested $5 donation. Children younger than 12 are free. The chorus, they also have a planned tribute to the 200th anniversary of the Christmas classic Silent Night. Did you know that's 200 years old?
I did not.
That's ridiculous. 200 years. They'll have a soloist, 10-year-old soloist Wes Funkhauser and 10-year-old soprano soloist Ava Peterson.
10 years old.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
It is.
Yeah, so check that out. The Squim Community Christmas Chorus is in its 34th season. So it's been going on a long time. Go watch that if you're into the Christmas spirit already. I've been decorated, remember, in my house for 3 weeks now. The Soroptimus Scala gift show is slated.
Your house isn't that big. What are you doing for 3 weeks?
Oh, I mean, it's been decorated for three weeks. I haven't
decorated.
Been decorating that whole time.
I thought you were working on it.
No, I had my tree up and my lights, and I hung my stockings yesterday. We're still in November. I'm crazy.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Squim Soroptimus Gala gift show slated for 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. They'll have more than 50 vendors. It's their 7th annual. The gift show is going to be at the Squim unit of the Boys and Girls Clubs. That's 400 West 1st Street. Admission and parking are free. Vendors will offer clothing, jewelry, accessories, home decor, all kinds of great stuff. And this year, I should go to this. I wish it wasn't tomorrow. This year, the Gala Gift Show is also featuring a wine garden and live music. A wine garden. That's amazing. Yeah. Raffles, soup in the cafe, and holiday wrap seized candies are also available. So check that out if you're in the Squim area. And then, of course, a couple of holiday bazaars are going on. The one here in town that I keep seeing all kinds of information for is at the Vern Burton, the Christmas Fair.
The Christmas Fair.
Yes. They're going to have more than 40 vendors offering handcrafted items, and all those Christmas bazaars are so cool. I always end up buying way too much when
and
I go.
And admission is free if you just want to walk through.
Yeah. And you just want to look at stuff. The Christmas Fair is open from 9 to 5 Saturday and 10 to 4 Sunday. And it's sponsored by the City of Port Angeles Parks and Rec Department. So thank you for doing that, City of PA. There's also the Elks Bazaar that's going on. A friend of mine kind of heads that up. It's the 3rd annual bazaar down at the Elks on the 3rd floor, 10 to 3 Saturday. They'll have over 20 vendors and feature raffles, food, and drinks. So there's options going on this weekend, and I'll throw in my own personal recommendation. Go down to the ice skating rink when you have a chance, because it is awesome. Malin and I have been like 4 times now. She's obsessed with skating. What a great opportunity for kids here in the area. I think it's wonderful that they did that.
It is.
It's only $10 for kids, $15 for adults. I recommend signing the waiver online before you get there, because it takes a while if you have to stand there and do that waiver.
Were you sore after you got done skating?
I don't skate. Well, I have a fractured femur. I'm advised not to do that.
Well,
I would
you
fall.
Have a good excuse then.
Malin learned pretty much all on her own. She had a couple people help her out and skate around with her. She uses the little seal. You push this little plastic seal and it's like holds you up, and
sure.
It's so cute to watch them all. The weekends are very busy. There's like 100 people on the ice, but if you go during the week, like we went at 5 o'clock the other night, 10 people down there.
And it's just skating around in the big circle.
Big circle.
I mean, they can't like play crack the whip or anything.
No, and they get on you. There were some boys there, teenage boys, whipping around, being obnoxious and kind of knocking some people around, and they got on them right away.
That's what boys do.
Yeah, they got on them right away though. Yeah. So anyway, go do that, because it's only here until like January 2nd.
You're just lucky if some boy who can really skate doesn't swipe your beanie and take off with it. You'll never catch him.
Nope.
Steve and the gang down at Winter Davis and Associates next to the fountain downtown, their 4th annual food drive is continuing on to support the Port Angeles Food Bank. They need spaghetti noodles and sauce, macaroni and cheese, boxed rice, tuna fish, cereal, canned soup, stews, chili, top ramen. Long list of stuff that you can donate here. And when you donate with Winter Davis, drop off your non-perishables, you will be automatically entered to win a free gift card. So Winter Davis and Associates right downtown in the middle of things next to the Christmas tree.
Oh, I love that tree. What a great excuse to go look at the tree, stop by and donate some stuff.
And then next Saturday is the 13th annual KONP Breakfast with Santa, and virtually at the same time, Pancakes with Santa will be happening at the with the Elks and Lions in the Elks Ballroom next Saturday, 8:30 to 11. And tickets are $10 per person, or $40, the maximum that a family would pay. You will enjoy a delicious breakfast with Santa Claus, hosted by the Elks and Lions next Saturday, starting at 8:30 in the morning at the Elks Ballroom.
That's so nice. And if you were just sad for a second when you heard about that and the KONP Breakfast with Santa, you have to be drawn for our drawing. You can't just come to it. So let's clarify. So it's okay.
Don't happen to draw your child's
name.
You
can
go
to that one.
Go to the other one.
Yeah, Santa's busy.
Pretty good fallback plan.
Yeah.
All right, that's Coming Attractions to kick off the KONP Friday show with Stan and Steph. A little sunshine outside, and we're close to 50. Not quite there. Uh-huh. And more stuff on the way.
Your friends at Peninsula Bottling in Port Angeles invite you to meet water's bubblier and more energetic best friend. Bubbler is a naturally flavored sparkling water that's brimming with vitamins A and B and chock full of antioxidants. With flavors like passion fruit, pomegranate, acai, cranberry grapefruit, and twisted elixir, Bubbler quenches thirst and fights free radicals.
Hi-ya!
That's a lot for a little can. Find Bubbler on your local convenience store shelves. Brought to you by Peninsula Bottling, your local Pepsi distributor.
You can tell from the minute you walk in. You know the place where everybody knows your name? That's what it's all about at the Elwha River Casino. Not only will you find over 100 of your favorite slots and fun new ways to play, you'll find your friends at the Elwha too. There's always great specials at the River's Edge Grill and a very rewarding rewards club. The Elwha Rewards Club is free and easy to join, and you're in for all kinds of fun. Member parties, hot seat drawings, tons of giveaways, double point days, and more. If you're 55 or older, every Wednesday is your day. Earn 2 times the points, get 30% off in the grill, and you gotta have those hot seats. Drawings from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every Wednesday. Let's see. Your favorite slots, a delicious deli, fun promotions, and everybody knows your name? You know the place. It's all at the Elwha River Casino, the friendliest casino on the peninsula, just west of Port Angeles.
Klahani Gymnastics is more than mats, bars, and beams. It's building blocks for life. If you are looking to do something for the kiddo in your life that is fun, healthy, engaging, and indoors, pick up a gift certificate to Klahani Gymnastics today. They come in all shapes and sizes and are a perfect fit for any child on your list. Klahani also has leotards and sweatshirts in stock too. Come see for yourself the joy of gymnastics at Klahani Gymnastics in Port Angeles, just west of McCrory Carpet 1 on 8th. Acorn Lane.
Don't you love it when you walk through the front door and immediately get jumped on by a wagging-tailed cutie who sometimes pees just a little from excitement? It's usually because he's done something around the house that he thinks you'll be proud of. Don't you wish you could train them to be just a little calmer? Paw prints can't do anything about your husbands, but they can help you with your pooch. Paw prints can show you how to create a friendship of trust, respect, and obedience with your best friend. Your dog. They can't help you with your husband. Call 452-9555 for an appointment today.
The McRib is back for a limited time at McDonald's. Come in and enjoy a McRib, now only at McDonald's.
All Weather Heating and Cooling is your Carrier authorized dealer. The Infinity Heat Pump by Carrier offers the highest heating efficiency, making your home more comfortable and energy efficient. Contact All Weather Heating and Cooling today or go to carrier.com.
/1:26, it's KONP Friday show with Stan and Steph, and it's brought to you by Coke Pelly Grill. Right downtown there. More on that to come. You know, one thing I've never understood about you ladies, actually, one of many things that I've never understood is, and you and I have talked about this before, but I've never understood how you ladies can look at two identical objects and find one appealing and one not.
Two
prime examples. First of all, purses.
They're not identical.
Around, you stand around and some gal will walk up and it's like, oh, OMG, that's just like the cutest purse ever. And it's just a purse. It's no different than 58 million other
No, it purses. Is, Stan. You're a dude. You're not going to get it. I'll never expect you to understand the
Keep
difference
talking.
The difference of a Coach bag or a Duty and Burke, whatever.
Keep talking.
Dan.
Keep talking. Mm-hmm. You're just digging yourself in deeper because I have proof.
No.
The other prime example is shoes. You'll walk up to a display of shoes and those shoes are so cute.
Yeah, they are.
And they're no different than any other shoes.
They're very
same color,
very different.
Same leather.
No. Mm-mm. No.
So I was thinking about that when I came across this story. Payless. Payless is the affordably priced shoe company.
Ooh, you buy a lot of shoes at Payless for my child.
Recently, they revealed an advertising campaign that attempted to show the quality of its shoes by fooling fashion-savvy influencers at a fake posh store in Los Angeles. And I thought this was brilliant. The company took over a former Armani store and renamed it, excuse me, renamed it Palessi.
Okay.
P-A-L-E-S-S-I, Palessi.
Mm-hmm.
Payless, Palessi. The fake store held a grand opening and invited social media fashion influencers to walk on a red carpet. Once inside, champagne was served, according to Palessi's Instagram profile. Unbeknownst to the partygoers, the brightly lit store was stocked with $19.99 pumps and $39.99 boots. And the guests raved about the shoes, said they'd pay hundreds of dollars for a pair. The top offer, in fact, was $640, which would be an 1,800% markup.
Wow.
They're elegant, sophisticated, one partygoer said, and I could tell that it was made out of high-quality material, another said in a video that has since had over 250,000 views. And Palessi at this event sold about $3,000 worth of product in the first few hours of the social experiment.
Wow.
And when it was revealed that the shoes were actually Payless shoes, partygoers were shocked. The shoe brand rang up the purchases, but those who were there got their money back and got to keep their shoes.
Wow.
As a gift. But this just points to, as further evidence to me. And I can't say that I now understand the whole purse and shoe thing. And here's another thing about purses. I've seen a woman, I need a smaller purse.
Uh-huh.
And so they hunt and hunt and search and through a you know, a whole table full of purses, and none of them are quite right. All of a sudden, nah, I don't like any of them. And walk away, mm-hmm. disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
And then find a very similar display somewhere else and find the exact purse they want. 2 weeks later, it's not big enough.
I can identify with that.
I'm sure you can.
I now carry a purse inside of a purse. Yeah. I literally...
You've got a purse to carry your other purse in.
I have a large purse for in case I have to have a bunch, you know, my water bottle, my lunch, Malin's shoes, all the things that need to go in it. And
see,
then I have
that's not a purse. That's a duffel bag.
I have a smaller purse inside of it. So if I get somewhere and I'm like, this is not a big purse event, I take my smaller purse out and I use that. I just transfer like lip gloss. Okay.
Well, there are some things that I would never dare buy a woman. I would never even dare to pick out a pair of shoes or boots or a purse.
No. Don't do it.
That's why God, in all his infinite wisdom, made gift certificates.
This Friday, November 30th, from 6 to 8 p.m., you're invited to a very special ladies' night at Coastal.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, just what your holidays need.
Enjoy free snacks and drinks while you shop for great gifts for everyone on your list. The first 100 ladies at every Coastal will receive a free ladies' night gift bag. That's a $30 value. All clothing and boots are 25% off regular prices, and most everything else is 10% off for these 2 hours only. Plus, take an additional 25% off all Red Tag clothing and boots. This Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., it's Ladies' Night. Due to manufacturer's restrictions, we're unable to discount Honda, Husqvarna, Steel, Live Animals, guns, ammo, gift cards, licenses, gas-powered equipment, and previous purchases.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, just what your holidays need.
Now open and swim in Bell Creek Plaza.
I'm super happy about our new house.
Absolutely. Like the quality of the wood used for the framing?
Having a home that's more stable with straighter and stronger walls is worth a little extra.
Not only that, but I'm about buying from a local employee-owned store.
Angelus Millwork and Hartnagel have always steered us right. That's why we make sure our contractors continue to buy from them.
Well, I'm more than capable of doing many of our home improvement projects.
I think I'm going to keep you on the research and development team rather than labor.
Angelus Millwork and Lumber Company and Hartnagel Building Supply, building the communities of the Olympic Peninsula since 1906. Direct from the North Pole, it's the Vern Burton Christmas Fair.
The City of Port Angeles Parks and Recreation Department invite you to the Vern Burton Christmas Fair, Saturday and Sunday. You'll see all kinds of local vendors selling handcrafted items. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. The Vern Burton Christmas Fair this weekend at the Vern Burton Community Center.
I've got some exciting news about our open house tour. This is Dale from Mother RV, and it's on now. Come take the open tiny house tour with our biggest and best selection of the Forest River Park models. And now, for the first time, we are introducing the Crop Park model lineup. We have an awesome selection of models and new floor plans, so stop by and take the open tiny house tour or check us out 24/7 at wilderrvs.com.
Officials say the first earthquake to hit Anchorage, Alaska today was a magnitude 7.0. That was followed by a 5.7 quake. The two have caused significant damage to the area.
Before the shaking started, Melody Blankenship says she could hear the quake.
A few seconds before, like it sound, you know, an earthquake sounds like a rumble, like almost like a train going by on the train track. And it was, and it did the same thing, and it was even the same with the aftershock. You could kind of, you heard it a little bit, and then you could feel it.
And then she says everything shook violently. In her 30 years in Alaska, she has never felt an earthquake so strong. She says immediately reports began coming in of damage and lights out around Anchorage. Alex Stone, EBC News.
There have been no immediate reports of injuries. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin tweeted that her family's home is not intact. The 800-mile Alaska oil pipeline was shut down so crews could inspect it for damage. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Occasional rain and drizzle this afternoon. Today's high 48. Tonight, cloudy skies with a passing shower to low 37. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Saturday's high 46. Cloudy tomorrow evening. Skies will clear after that, low 33. Then Sunday, partly sunny, high 44. Monday will be mostly sunny. That day's high, 43. When you're away from your radio, keep up to date with the free AccuWeather app. For AccuWeather, I'm Sally Sherman.
And we're back again on a slightly sunny Friday. Welcome back to the Friday Show.
And 1 week from now, we'll be getting all geared up for the big breakfast with Santa.
Oh,
and while we have
so
a certain amount of work to put in, the people that really make it happen is the team at Cocopelli Grill, and Chef Michael is with us here this afternoon. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, just busy as heck. We got two caterings today, two tomorrow, and one on Sunday. So we're
we're
burning at both ends right now.
Say, Chef Michael, the breakfast with Santa, is that the only breakfast catering that you do during the year?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be pretty big, a large group for us to do it, because it's just outside of our wheelhouse, and we have to bring in stuff specifically for it. I am doing a brunch, though, in December for a birthday, which is very similar to the menu we do for you guys. So, not that I won't do it, but it has to be pretty selective.
So we're special is what you're saying?
You are very special.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, that breakfast really goes over. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to tell you that more bacon and sausage, because last time we came up short.
And, I don't think so.
Well, no, we did, because we have people that overate, and we're going to have a monitor standing there this year and actually monitoring.
Stephanie didn't get any baker sausage, and she, like, punched me really hard.
Well, at least she punched you and not me.
Yeah, well, anyway, I think we're either going to have the breakfast meat Nazi or or we need more.
We'll just make sure you don't run out. How about that?
Perfect.
We'll just make sure I don't get any.
Tack it on our bill.
All right. So let's talk about the restaurant. It occurred to me during this busy, bustling time of year to take a break at Cocopelli Grill with a nice meal and maybe show up early and sit up in the Waterview Lounge.
Yeah. It's especially on the weekends. I mean, we're already busy on the weekends now, but as we roll into the holidays, we have lots of big reservations. Especially on Friday and Saturday. Really good idea to get your reservations in.
And you do a ton of Christmas parties too.
Yeah, we're pretty much booked up now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I think maybe December 15th I had somebody back out because they couldn't get enough employees to sign up, and that's the only banquet day or banquet evening I have available is December 15th for weekends. I have a few days on weekdays, but they're starting to fill up too.
I was just thinking, you know, if your feet are killing you after a day long of Christmas shopping, just stop in and you can sit up in the Waterview Lounge there and have a beverage and stay for dinner.
That's right.
What's on the stove for this weekend?
Well, so I just got in this morning some fresh Hawaiian ahi tuna.
Yeah.
We're doing that with kind of a miso sauce, a little bit of fusion. Sauce going on with that. You know, we're going to cook it rare unless somebody, I mean, that's the only way to eat tuna, fresh tuna. But I guess we'd overcook it for somebody if they wanted us to.
Have you had the Hawaiian tuna before there?
No, it's just, you know, we're really limited on what's fresh this time of year. We won't sell steelhead because, and there's a lot of reasons why we won't. And halibut doesn't open back up until March. We really only have black cod right now that's actually fresh. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to keep something fresh, a fish on the fresh sheet. So this first time.
Well, if you want a big old steak too, if you're a steak and potatoes guy.
Yeah, filet mignon. Tomorrow we're going to run dry aged 38-day dry aged ribeyes that are just phenomenal.
How about next door at Coyote?
We're just rocking and rolling. Cool. About half of our catering this winter is out of Coyote. So.
Oh, for cool.
Yep.
All right. Reservations, 457-6040. I always give the Coyote phone number, too, in case you want to call ahead and have it waiting for you for a carryout later tonight, 477-4947. They're side-by-side, Cocopelli Grill, Coyote Barbecue Pub. Holy smokes, that's good barbecue.
All right, y'all.
All right, we'll see you next Saturday at the Big Breakfast.
I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
That's going to be fun. And
we're going to have more meat.
I think I think we need to assign somebody.
I'm fine doing that, I told you.
Because there's one kid, and I know who he is. I can see him still, who just heaped on the bacon and sausage.
Well, he won't be there this year, because if we draw the name again, they don't get to come two years in a row.
And I know where he lives. So we may show up at his house someday and want.
Is this your grandson?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Anyway, it's always fun seeing the little kids. Some of the little kids at the Breakfast with Santa, they come in all dressed up.
They don't leave that way.
You get the girls in the pretty red dresses and all that. And yeah, they get all sticky with syrup. And
and then we have some show up in their jammies, which is adorable. That's and adorable the way to go. That's the way to go.
Now, when mom and dad show up in their jammies, that's a bit much.
That's happened too.
But you got to get your name in the drawing box. You have, just a couple of days to do so, because we're going to go out and scoop up the drawing boxes on Monday. You can get your name in the box at Little Caesar's Pizza, Swain's General Store, Lower Elwha Food and Fuel, Hartnagel Building Supply, Angela's Millwork, also at the Corner House, at Dungeness Kids Company over in Squim downtown at Brown's Outdoor. Clayhanny Gymnastics are all over town, so make sure your kids get registered.
Do it.
Big football game this afternoon.
Who is it?
It's the Pac-12 Championship. The Huskies are taking on Utah down in Santa Clara. And you'll be able to hear it all on KONP. A trip to the Rose Bowl, New Year's Day, is on the line. So it's a big deal. Anyway, we'll have the pregame for you at 4 o'clock today. They're going to kick it off at about, a little after 5.
Are you watching?
I might. Yeah, I might tune in just to see.
You're a football guy, I
just
figured.
Just to see. Yeah, yeah. On Sunday, the Seahawks renew their rivalry with the 49ers. Although the 49ers are terrible.
They're not any good anymore.
P.U.
Mm-hmm.
Still, the two teams will tangle Sunday, and our coverage will begin with the pregame show at noon Sunday. They'll kick it off about 1:25 here on KONP Radio. Good enough?
Yep.
Good enough.
For a meaty, mouth-watering meal, make it Coyote Barbecue Pub.
Brisket, chicken, St. Louis ribs. We smoke our wings and then fry them to order. We make our own onion rings from scratch. We stuff our own jalapeno peppers.
Coyote, family-friendly and fantastic.
You can expect to get your meal in less than 10 minutes. And it's all fresh food. You know, we don't mess around.
Coyote Barbecue Pub, downtown Port Angeles.
Holy smokes, that's darn good barbecue.
Order online at coyotebarbecuepub.com.
At Les Schwab Tires, we're drivers just like you. We merge, we get stuck in traffic, we go on road trips, and we know what it means to truly rely on your car, which is why we do everything we can to make things right with you and your vehicle. From checking your brakes for free to patching up a flat when you need it. So if that sounds good to you, well, we're right there with you. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Have you been in Easy Pawn East lately? If not, make it a point to stop in and see all of their new merchandise soon. And if you can't seem to find the time to stop by, you can check out all of their great items online. Just visit buya.com. That's B-U-Y-A.com. A pawn shop only website where you can simply find your favorite pawn shop and browse their items right online. Almost everything in store you can find online at buya.com. Check it out and see what new items Easy Pawn East has for you.
Ho, ho, ho.
The 13th annual KONP Breakfast with Santa is Saturday, December 8th, presented by the Olympic Game Farm and Peninsula Bottling. We hope you'll join us at the Port Angeles Senior Center for a wonderful breakfast prepared by the Cocopelli Grill. Santa Claus will be there too for toy giveaways and all kinds of surprises. But you have to win your tickets. So Mom and Dad, be sure to enter your child's name at drawing boxes throughout the area. The drawing is open to all kids 8 and younger. Be sure to enter by December 2nd. The 13th annual KONP Breakfast with Santa at the Port Angeles Senior Center, Saturday morning, December 8th at 8:30. Presented by Peninsula Bottling, our local Pepsi distributor, and by the Olympic Game Farm.
Mom and Dad, enter your child's name today at Little Caesars Pizza, Anna Mae Cat, or at Mount Pleasant IGS.
You've heard of tiny bubbles. Well, how about tiny homes? This is Dale from Weather RV, and I would like to invite you to our open tiny house event now through the end of November. Wilder RV is the number one Forest River Park Model dealer in the Northwest, and now we are carrying the Croft Park Model brand. We currently have our biggest and best selection of tiny homes of the year, so hurry in and check them out or 24/7 at wilderrvs.com.
KONP Friday show with Stan and Steph at 1:45. Still to come on the show, Tom Hanks going to make another movie. Always Tom Hanks. That's not that I... Yeah, anyway. Also on the show straight ahead, Stephanie Ray, how to make your own homemade tinsel. All you need is a common household shredder and 17 boxes of Reynolds wrap. So don't run off. But right now... Right now, as luck would have it, it's hammer time. This is when we bring Kelly Fox from Hartnagle Building Supply, Angeles Millwork, in on the show. And find out what's new with the two stores. Kelly, welcome back to the radio.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be back.
I feel like it's been a while. I don't know why. Was I not here last time?
Because we missed 1 week for the Black Friday.
Yeah.
So Black Friday, was that a big deal at the two stores?
For us, it's not that big of a deal. It's just another day on the calendar.
Not huge for your industry.
We do some sales, but it's not, the doorbusters.
Right. That's good, though.
We wish people would camp out in front, but just don't light a fire. That's all we ask.
Not so much.
Yeah, but if all the other stores have the doughbuster bargains, then you got to sell the replacement hinges.
True.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Kelly. This coming Saturday, tomorrow, December 1st, you have your Community First Saturday happening at both stores.
We do. This month through December, we're going to partner with Port Angeles Food Bank and the Squim Food Bank. There'll be representatives at both stores tomorrow to talk about the good they do in our communities, also to collect food donations or anything that you may want to bring, or cash donations. I'm sure they appreciate just the same. So, yeah, but that's our recipient for the month of December.
That's great.
We're already there.
The food banks are awesome. We love the work that they do in our community. So what a great organization to to you know, put your efforts towards.
Yeah, it, we're very happy to partner with them.
And you have got, basically, you're wrapping up the year, so why don't you talk a little bit about how it's going to go for next year?
Okay, so right now on our website, any nonprofits in the community that want to apply for the grant for 2019, that's available. And so it'll be open through December 21st. That's the deadline to apply, so it gives us a little bit of time to sort through it and figure out the projects or the things that we want to support. In 2018, we were able to put a little over $12,000 back into the community through this Community First program, wow, along with some significant material donations.
Yeah.
All told, we touched about $18,000 into a lot of small nonprofits or very small needs, and that's what we hope to continue. There's other things we do outside of the Community First that matter, but through these specific events, it really put money into smaller needs, and that's really what our hope has been. And so we look forward to continuing that.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Kind of a new emphasis, renewed emphasis on Buy American, haven't you?
We do. We've, like everybody, it seems like in every product we keep seeing prices go up. And a lot of this is related to the trade wars or countervailing duties, whatever you want. We get into the ugly language of it, but it really just boiled down to we got tired of having no control over that. And so we set out when we got the last price increase of 25% and just said enough is enough. We can't do this anymore. We need to find something else. We partnered with Simpson Strong Tie, who makes structural connectors or the steel in a lot of buildings, and turns out they have a fastener line that's made in North America that's competitively priced. There's some of it that's a little different, but some of it all fits. And when you start putting the tariffs together with the old product that we were getting, you realize that if we bought American, the price difference wasn't that far. And so we decided to make that switch. And that was all the screws, or a lot of the screws that we have. We are exploring it now with another manufacturer on Tree Island that makes different nails. And I know this is boring stuff unless you're a lover guy like me that loves it.
Probably really important to your contractors and your big customers.
Yeah,
it very much is. They want stuff they can depend on. They need to depend on a consistent price, a consistent supply. And so by finding North American manufacturing or U.S.-made manufacturing, we can get there. And so we're happy to say that we've made the change to Simpson. I would say by the early January, we will have made the change at Tree Island, and we will have really completed the conversion to North American product wherever we can.
That's great. Made in America.
Yep.
Very cool. So another thing I wanted to touch on real quick is that you've got your calendars for 2019 coming out, those amazing calendars that you let people enter their photos in
correct
online, yeah, and then you choose the best. And
oh, this year we didn't choose the best. We put it out to a public vote on our website, and so the community submitted
right.
the photos, and
I
the
voted.
Community elected.
I remember.
Or not elected.
Yes.
Well, maybe they did elect.
Yeah.
They picked the winner. It is some just amazing photos this year. It was unbelievable to see the quality that it
I know it was.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but you look through the finished thing, and you're like, wow, okay, this is our community?
Yes, taking all those. Really I neat. Did. I remember I went on and voted.
And they're free?
Free, absolutely free.
Wow.
It's just a thank you for being great customers.
That thing right there on the wall from this past year, that was free. We got a and that I just have to funny note. I sent Josh a little message, and it says, "Do you have any calendars left?" And he said, "Well, they're not coming out until December 7th. They'll be available at the front counters of our stores." And I said, "Oh, KONP needs some of those if you can save it." And he said, "I'll save you one." I said, "What am I, chopped liver? We got like 8 last year." So yeah. I get a small pile saved for us.
Very good. It's one of those things that we go through them pretty quickly once
yeah.
they get on the desk. They don't last. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're doing that. And then also, you've got some employee highlights from your stores.
Yeah, Kelly's Heroes.
Kelly's Heroes.
Yeah, Kelly's Heroes.
Exactly. At Angeles Millwork, we're going to recognize Jennifer Ellenwood. She's relatively new with us. Been 3 or 4 months or so, and just in that time has really taken it on her own to learn a lot, to just be active, engaged with our company. As employee owners, it's the kind of people we want to work with.
Yeah.
And she has just been fantastic. So we're really happy.
3 or 4 months, and she's already a distinguished Kelly's Hero.
She
right.
is. Yeah.
She's very lucky.
Yeah. And then we have Rebecca Wells, who's been with us now five, almost 6 years.
Maybe I love
a touch
Rebecca.
Longer. She's been from Hartnagle's to Millwork's, back to Hartnagle's, kind of just wherever the need is. She mm-hmm. finds a way to accept that responsibility and go. Now she's moved into contractor sales and at Hartnagels, and just really through plan takeoff, through just attention to detail, has really started to build herself within our company as an informal leader, and we couldn't be more proud to have her. So.
Yeah, she was doing ads here, and I got a chance to get to know her, and she's a great gal. Yeah, you have great employees. You're very lucky.
Kelly's heroes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I just have to assume, what with all the good things you've been doing for the community and other special events within your company and the building that's been going on here in the peninsula, I've got to believe the 2018 has been a pretty good year.
2018 has been a record year for us, good. And we look forward to continuing to grow. We hear from builders, and everything in the community looks strong into 2019, so we're going to go after it.
Very, very cool. Well, thanks for dropping by, and we'll probably see you in December. And if I don't see you before then, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you both. Thanks for having
me. Keep those dollars local, and you know, a chop saw does make a good gift for the wife. So if you're stuck on the Christmas list, go see him at Angelus Millwork, Hartnagel Building Supply, and more coming up on the KONP Friday Show.
I've got some exciting news about our open house tour. This is Dale from Mother RV, and it's on now. Come take the open tiny house tour with our biggest and best selection of the Forest River Park models. And now, for the first time, we are introducing the Crop Park model lineup. We have an awesome selection of models and new floor plans, so stop by and take the open tiny house tour or check us out 24/7 at wilderrvs.com.
Make your way out to Seven Cedars Casino on Saturday, December 1st, and welcome the month of December with the sounds of Sway. Sway is a Northwest live cover band that plays all the hottest hits. You'll hear current music with a dash of rock and retro, including mashups and remixes. Top 40, mainstream, Hot 100, rock, pop, and dance. Something for everyone. So make Saturday, December 1st, a night to kick up your heels to the sounds of Sway in Club 7 at 9. For more information, visit sevencedarsresort.com. If you missed it last Christmas, don't miss it this season. The Butchart Gardens Magic of Christmas in Victoria. Black Ball Ferry has wrapped a wonderful Victoria Christmas package just for you, including round-trip ferry aboard the Coho, an overnight stay in Victoria, admission to Butchart Gardens, and shuttle transportation too, all for $142 per person based on double occupancy. See the glory and color of Christmas at Butchart Gardens. Find out more at cohoferry.com.
My friends, it's true. The best things in life are free. Like free Little Caesars Pizza and KONP. Right now, place a $12 order at Little Caesars and receive a free hot and ready pepperoni, sausage, or cheese pizza. You could order Little Caesars 5 Meat Feast, just $12, and get a free hot and ready just for mentioning KONP. Will wonders ever cease? Mention KONP today at Little Caesars, 477-4747.
Direct from the North Pole, it's the Vern Burton Christmas Fair.
The City of Port Angeles Parks and Recreation Department invite you to the Vern Burton Christmas Fair, Saturday and Sunday. You'll see all kinds of local vendors selling handcrafted items. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. The Vern Burton Christmas Fair this weekend at the Vern Burton Community Center.
The Washington State Patrol reminds you that every second matters when you're behind the wheel. Cell phones can delay a driver's reactions as much as drinking and driving can. Just one text and one drink can be one too many for you, your passengers, and other drivers. Don't drive impaired in any way, and do your part in keeping yourself and others safe.
This message is brought to you by the law firm of McMiniman and McMiniman, Port Angeles and Squim, protecting you and your family since 1985.
Welcome back again to the Friday show. It's Stan and Steph here to entertain you for just a couple more minutes. Mm-hmm. I want to remind everyone, it's that time of year. Maybe you want to get yourself a car or boat or trailer or something for Christmas.
Or all of the above. Why
yes,
not?
All of them. You can take out a loan from Straightview Credit Union, including but not limited to purchase or refinance new and used vehicles, boats, recreational vehicles, and their Visa credit card. And you can be entered into the Cozy Family Night gift basket drawing. One lucky winner will get a standalone fireplace entertainment center and a gift basket. That entertainment center has got a $500 value. It's beautiful.
The Cozy Family Gift Basket.
Drawing. Yes. So a straight view. You can get entered once you apply for a loan and get a loan through them. And this is going on until January 31st. I just want to remind everyone again, I've mentioned it before, but you still have time to get in on that. And there's a separate drawing for members not participating in the Cozy Family Night Gift Basket. It's a promotion where you can win a $50 gift certificate to Wildfire Grill. So straight view, they're like family, and they're always doing cool promotions like that. So get on over. And if you don't have an account there, go get one.
Yeah.
Do it.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
They're paying you to do business over
exactly.
there. Practically.
Exactly.
So it's a mixture of clouds and sun for the weekend. No mention of any rain that I see. It sounds like Saturday will be a little bit more cloudy than Sunday. Both days will have highs in the middle 40s.
I can tell you that Saturday it's going to be 44 degrees. You know how I know that? I looked it up because I'm going to be outside for 4 hours doing my daughter's 8th birthday party at the skating rink. Yes, you can rent it for parties, not the rink itself. I think you can do that for a very high amount of money, but I just did the little booth you rent. So I have to say happy 8th birthday tomorrow to my precious Malin Ray. She's
getting big.
She's so tall.
She is growing
she's
up.
She's so tall. She has been alive 2,921 days, and they have all been amazing. I looked up that fact today, and I just had to say that's a long time.
Happy birthday, Malin.
Happy birthday, Maymay.
Hope you get a pony. I never did.
I don't.
Well, have a good weekend. Obviously, a big celebration.
Yes, we will.
And it's a season of celebrations.
Oh, yes. It's all done. I'm ready. I got all my presents wrapped, and I just bought a big pile and put a line between it and went, birthday, Christmas, I'm done.
Atta girl.
Yeah.
The Friday show, I was told, was going to have, remember the Mannheim Steamroller
yes.
CDs of Christmas music?
Yes.
And canisters of cocoa. I'm hoping they still show up so we can give some of that away.
We didn't have any last year, but I'm hoping for this year.
Because if there's ever been a radio show that needs to bribe listeners to tune in, it's this
one. Oh, Stan.
All right, have a good weekend, kiddo.
You too.
We'll see you next week on the KONP Friday show brought to you by Cocopelli Grill.
For the North Olympic Peninsula, News Radio KONP, Port Angeles, Squim, FM.